We are out this morning. We're at the Heritage Auctions World Headquarters, Airport Freeway in Valley View. The Summer Platinum Night Sports Auction continues through the weekend. And Gordo is taking the wireless microphone out right now. We thought to talk to P1s, but when we announced that Gordo was taking out the wireless in the next segment, the P1s all scrambled and left.
Yeah. You're good. You're good. I shut it down.
Good.
You're good.
All right.
Now you.
Am I getting a different feed than they are?
No.
Okay. Does that sound hollow to you guys?
No, you sound okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think I am getting a little something different here. Okay, everyone scrambled when I said that I was taking the wireless out, so I'm going to have to throw it to a special guest who's going to lead you guys around. Okay. Let me go ahead and I'll hand him the microphone and you can introduce him.
Okay. Wow, looky there. He's handed it to former Cowboys coach Jason Garrett.
I'm taking a talk right into the mic here. All right.
Hey, coach.
Out here, how you guys doing? Good to see you. You guys doing damn hell good, aren't you?
Yeah,
good. That's great. Out here at Heritage Auctions. And when I say auctions, I mean the ones from Heritage. Those are the ones I'm talking about here. Here with Bobby Wolanski. Bobby Wolanski. It's important to a lot that goes on in our organization. Robert, how you doing this morning?
Great, coach. How are you?
Good. What you got there in your big-ass hands?
I have one of six guitars made for Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, of course, king of the Cowboys. King of the Cowboys. And by Cowboys, I mean not the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, right.
Not the Dallas football Cowboys. We're talking about real Cowboys. Real Cowboys that were fake Cowboys on TV that sang a lot. Sang a lot to a lot that goes on. Here's Robert again with his big-ass hands holding a guitar.
A lot of pressure. Really a lot of pressure. Big.
So this was made for Roy Rogers. And Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers.
That's a hard name.
What are you, Jimmy Stewart, too?
Yeah. Just Roy Rogers.
It's Adam Sandler. Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were six guitars. It was made by one of the Gibson Luthiers. He actually signed it inside. Dale Evans signed it on the back. They were going to make 50 of them, but he died before they could finish the entire set. So there's only the six.
Uh-oh. And Dale Hansen signed it on the back.
Dale Hansen did, yes. Yes.
Roy Rogers.
I'm enjoying the character buffet this morning.
So this is a very it's a very nice guitar made in the U.S., and it's very detailed. It's got a picture of Roy and his horse Trigger on the front of it.
Signed inside by Roy Rogers.
Boy, that was shortly before his death, wasn't it?
I'd like to play it a year before.
Sure. All right, here, hold that microphone.
Sure, I'll hold it.
Did you tune this thing?
It is tuned, I believe.
It's a jumbo body.
Wow. Okay, here's Jason Garrett with a special song for all the P1s.
I think that was three characters ago.
At a time when the world seems to be spinning.
Well, I don't know if Jason can sing like that.
Out of control. As deceivers, believers, and all in between us, and I feel like I'm going home.
Wow, coach.
Good job, coach.
That's amazing.
Okay. Thank you. Just sing a little Willie Nelson there. A little Willie Nelson. Very thick neck on that. Very thick neck. Yeah, just a very thick neck, like a convict. That thing has a thick neck.
Okay. Robert, do you have anything else to say about this?
Don't bother other people.
Okay, so, sorry. He's yelling at me. All right, we'll head out here and find out what's going on. How are you doing, ma'am?
Oh, no.
Why? I'm out. You don't want to talk to George?
I just say inappropriate things when I'm nervous, but hello, good morning,
everyone. Well, so does Gordon.
Welcome to Dallas.
Perfect.
Hello.
She's welcoming us to Dallas.
Oh,
come on,
oh, thank
George.
You. Thank you.
This is Irving, actually.
Okay.
You're
yes,
from Dallas,
Irving.
Right?
Yes, I'm from Dallas, but George is not. George lives a little bit farther out. George, tell her where you
live. I live in Denton County.
Denton County.
Uh-huh.
You really said it, Denton County.
Denton County.
Okay. I lived in Denton many years. Love it. Love the bars.
Oh, yeah.
Great bars.
When was the last time you were drunk?
What's today? What is today? Is today Thursday?
Where did you meet your spouse?
Today's Wednesday, which everybody's Thursday.
Well, I'm currently getting divorced, but...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm so sorry
it's okay.
to hear that.
Life moves on.
How long were you married?
We were together 9 years. We've been together or married 3.
Okay, but you were together for 9 years,
yeah.
Married for 3.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's an amicable splitting. There wasn't like anything bad that happened that precipitated a divorce.
Sure. Yeah, life's crazy.
See? That's it.
Right.
Nothing
amicable, everything's great, we're good, yeah. I'm living my best life, it's all great.
Well, I'm sorry that Gordon brought that up.
It's okay, Gordon, I forgive.
And no children from the...
No children, pets.
So there you go.
I was hoping you did.
Chickens.
Wait, chickens?
What?
Yeah, chickens, yeah.
Oh,
the
nice.
Golden Girls.
You had chickens with your... Soon to be ex-husband?
Yes.
And that's the group
that people don't
think about during a divorce.
Yeah,
what's
going
to happen to the chickens?
Who gets the chickens?
I get the chickens.
Okay.
Do you want Robert Wolanski to play a song for you on Roy Rogers' guitar?
Please.
About chickens?
Still sitting over there.
I play chicken
very
with
much
train.
So. I love to watch Robert play the guitar.
And how have you ever even listened to The Ticket?
Yes, I have. Because I'm a big fan of Robert Wolanski.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's our biggest star.
Me, I'm on The Ticket. And I'm like, all right, I'm listening.
Okay. Can you name more than 5 Dallas Cowboys? Because I can't.
Probably. I don't want to because I'll get nervous.
All right. I'll do it with you because I only know a handful.
Like current?
Yeah.
Oh. Dak.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Ezekiel Elliott, not anymore because he's gone, bye-bye.
Right. So that doesn't count.
Tony Pollard.
Uh-huh.
Deuce.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm racking my brain, and now I'm nervous.
Micah Parsons, I know that
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, he's got great thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon thinks so, too.
This is what I'm talking about. You can't put me on the radio.
Talk slower.
Yeah, I can't do it. My brain does not compute like that.
You're doing great. You want to give a shout-out to your soon-to-be ex-husband?
How about the chickens? Give a shout-out to the chickens.
Can't wait to see you in counseling. It's going to be a great day.
Oh,
Gordon.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
So you get fresh eggs every day?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you get fresh eggs every day? Well, no, I think women is only like once a month that you get it.
Yeah. Well, those aren't fresh.
Oh.
But yeah. No, yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, I do get fresh eggs.
That's
the Golden
great.
Girls are very sweet.
What kind of chickens are they?
Sapphire gems. They're like gray with this beautiful red feather.
You get?
You gonna fry them up?
I do fry eggs. Actually, I don't like eggs.
No, not the eggs.
No. Will you ever eat the chickens?
Animals? No, they're mine.
Oh, you're vegan?
No, but those are mine.
What if you want a chicken, Sammy?
Yeah. What's really sick is they eat chicken, so they're like a little bit cannibalistic.
They eat chickens. Chickens,
yeah.
Chickens
eat chickens.
Chickens eat anything.
They do
everything. Mexican food. They love Mexican.
Wait,
food.
Wait, chickens like Mexican food?
That's true. I saw a group of chickens plowing through some enchiladas yesterday.
Okay, all right. Now we've lost George. He's obviously quit today's broadcast already.
He went to a buffet.
Enchiladas.
Hammering it.
Okay. All right. Do we have time for anyone else?
No.
Okay. Back to you
that
guys.
That was great, Gordon. Okay. That was awesome.
Good. That was good, Gordon. Good job.
All right. What if we had a Premier League in college football? Let's talk about that next.
If you miss one ticket segment, you miss a lot. Zach is back.
$36 million over the next 2 seasons, and that takes him from the 8th highest paid guard in the NFL to the 3rd highest paid guard behind Chris Lindstrom and Quentin Nelson.
It does make all the difference in the Cowboys offensive line when he is there and healthy. They are so much better as a unit.
Hot, saucy Cowboys opinions every day on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All-Pro Foundation Repair, leader in the industry for more than 30 years here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And this time of year, going through a drought and these extremely hot temperatures, check that soil around your home's foundation. Sometimes it can get so dry, it starts to separate from the home's foundation, and that can lead to some problems. You might want to have the good folks at All-Pro come out and take a look.
It's been a tough one on foundations this summer. We've been so dry, it's been forever. Since we've had some rain and with these high temperatures, maybe for the first time you're seeing cracks in your walls or your ceiling, your doors are jamming. Something is going on with your foundation. Find out. Call All Pro Foundation Repair. Let Tony Cooper and his crew come out to your place, give you that engineer's report. They'll tell you what's going wrong with your foundation, and then they'll give you a plan to fix it, a game plan to fix it. They offer all methods of repair. All Pro Foundation Repair at 877 Main Green.
All Pro Foundation Repair, the right solution for your home.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents The Sean Ryan Show. Tune in as Sean Ryan, a former U.S. Navy SEAL and CIA contractor, gets real with his guests, talking about their stories in a respectful and candid way. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
If people are bringing a lot of hours to their work, there can often be a multitude of reasons for that. One might be that you over-identify with your work, which is internal, right? One might be that your bosses have a heavy expectations of you, and that's external. Another one, which is also external, might simply be that you need the money. Afford Anything. Wherever you listen.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Talkville. Join co-stars Tom Welling, Clark Kent, and Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, as they revisit Smallville, the iconic TV series that changed the way you look at Superman, one of America's favorite superheroes. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Theories of a Third Kind. Explore the unknown with us, from conspiracy theories, aliens and UFOs, to the supernatural, paranormal, and occult, dedicated to seeking the truth and waking the masses. Enjoy wherever you listen.
If you're looking for affordable term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen.
At Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal. And one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must lot rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337 Rocket for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Putting on the Airs. Join redneck comedians Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, two good old Southern boys, as they learn about and analyze fancy people and their culture. Half redneck, half posh. 100% fun and entertaining. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Sam knows when people want some pizza, they search for pizza near me. Sam also knows if Sam's Pizza doesn't prominently appear when that map returns with pizza shops, well, then Sam's Pizza is not on the map.
Cumulus Boost can help by consistently managing Sam's online listings, managing reviews, and dozens of other things a search engine uses to put businesses on the map. Cumulus Boost helps make sure Sam gets the click. Cumulus Boost. Get on the map. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Brown Ambition with Mandy Woodruff and Tiffany the Budgetista Alish. Every Wednesday, learn how you can unapologetically build wealth by saving, investing, and making smarter career choices. Enjoy wherever you listen.
takes a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Mike Florio, who's coaching for their gigs this year, do you think?
Brandon Staley, the Chargers, has to be. The way that they ended the 2022 season. And I think Robert Kraft put everyone on notice, including Bill Belichick, that it could be over. And Rich, every owner is thinking about the easy part is getting rid of the guy I have. The hard part is finding a guy who's as good or better.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Fort Worth, 35W southbound at 287. There's a crash on the exit ramp. There's a half hour backup from Long Avenue. 183 eastbound at Precinct Line. That crash was cleared. Things are unwinding from 820. Collin County, southbound 75 at Virginia Parkway. There's a wreck in the left lane. I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
The ticket ticker.
Ticker, a service of All Pro Foundation Repair.com and Lava Cantina in the Colony. The Rangers threatened in the ninth, but were ultimately shut out in last night's series finale, 2-0 against the Angels. Reed Detmers limited Texas to one hit and seven plus innings. Manager Bruce Bochy.
You know, you do have to give credit to the guy on the mound. You're going to run in well pitched games, but we did have an off night. We get no hit, you know. So it's obvious he's got pretty good stuff out there that night or tonight. And so you got to battle and find a way to get run.
Shohei Ohtani hit his American League best 42nd home run of the year. Tampa Bay receiver Russell Gage and Falcons guard Matt Hennessy are both out for the 2023 season after suffering injuries at training camp. And Ravens Pro Bowl cornerback Marlon Humphrey is set to undergo foot surgery. And TCU has chosen to pause its football rivalry series with SMU following the 2025 season. The Horned Frogs currently own a 52-42-7 all-time record in the series. Ticker, also a service of the Texas Rangers. Rangers fans, the push for the postseason is on. Cheer on your Texas Rangers and get your tickets now at Rangers.com. That's Rangers.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm DJ Ringenberg on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. Recalibrate your workday routine. Donovan Lewis and the Ticket's own Matt McLaren go 3 full hours every day from 10 till 1 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
We're out here at Heritage Auctions World Headquarters, Airport Freeway. That's 183. And Valley View will be here till 10 o'clock. We'll have some more of their awesome items that are up for bid at HA.com coming up here in the corner at 9:15. Just got to play Roy Rogers' guitar. That was pretty awesome.
Cool.
Okay, tell me about Premier College Football.
So everybody is wondering where the next Division I of college football is headed. And there are all sorts of theories out there. We mentioned a couple of days ago that Chip Kelly had the idea. He says, why aren't we all independent for football? Take the 64 teams in Power 5 and make that one division. Take the 64 teams in the Group of 5, make that another division. We play for a championship. They play for a championship. No one else gets affected.
Okay.
That's one idea. The most commonly thought future model looks something like what everyone is calling the AFC and the NFC. It's a more pro model, and you would have who knows how many teams, but it would be the Big Ten and SEC. They would be the AFC and the NFC. They'll have all the big brands, and that might be 36 teams. Maybe not 64 like Chip Kelly. Maybe it's 36 teams. Maybe it's 42 teams. Maybe they each expand to 20 and it's 40 teams, something like that. But there's another idea, and that is based on the Premier League, English soccer. And Stuart Mandel wrote a great piece about this. And one of one of his key notes is something to consider. He says, make no mistake, inclusion in a Premier League, and for those who don't know, the Premier League is the number one soccer league in the world, and it's 28 teams?
Sure.
Is that right? No, it's 20 teams.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 20 teams, 38 games each.
Okay.
His model is 20, but it's 20 teams, and there are no divisions. They're just ranked each week based on points, one-loss record, basically, first through 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that believe that is the future model of Division I college football. And so Mandel says inclusion in this new Premier League-type format or setup in major college football would be based far more on TV draw than on-field performance. And he says, and I think this is important, TV draw has a different definition than it did 10 or 20 years ago. The phrase market size, which you hear a lot in realignment, is already outdated and may be completely moot by 2032. The cable satellite model is dying. Direct to consumer is the future. It won't matter whether the viewer lives in Los Angeles or Lafayette, Louisiana, so long as he cares about Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah.
Hence the increasing emphasis on big brands. So you don't necessarily need, you know, we always hear, well, they want this school to get the Dallas market. They want this school to get the Houston market. But it's not really about markets anymore or market size for the viewer.
And that's changed in just like 3 years, because that's all we were talking about a couple years ago.
So it cuts both ways. And he mentions that his former colleague, Andy Staples, and I remember we did this note a year ago, coined the term 4 million club, games that draw more than 4 million viewers, and which schools have the most games in the 4 million club. No surprise, they are Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, Auburn, Florida, Notre Dame, Tennessee, LSU, Penn State, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan State, Wisconsin. Those are the teams everybody wants to see play.
That stands to reason, yeah.
Every one of those teams is either in the SEC or the Big Ten. They have all of the big brands. So he says that in his plan, he would call it the College Football Federation, and he would basically have the 28 biggest brands in college football, and he would split them into four divisions. So in his Division A, he's got Michigan, Michigan State, Miami, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. In his Division B, Iowa, Nebraska, Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington. In his Division C, Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Florida, Florida State, Georgia. And in his Division D, LSU, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas, and Texas A&M. And that would be your new Division One. And they would play each other, and they would play for their own championship. And now that's breaking down the conferences even further. That's even getting away from the AFC-NFC model, and that's going to the more one group of the 28 best, and that's your new Premier League version of college football.
Whatever it's called or however it's structured, it's going to be something like that, because I think it is going to be very exclusive to where those top brands are. Those are your top tier teams, and you know, these teams now that think, okay, well, we have a future because we're in this conference. If you're not one of those teams in the, you know, big brand list, then you're going to get left out.
I think it still will matter, because I think his model, I like it, and he does, by the way, make it kind of regional, you know, by breaking it down in divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd play everybody in your division, so you'd keep those rivalries, and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State would play, and Oklahoma and Texas would play, and Texas A&M would play. So he does have a regional aspect to it. He says, by the way, I chose 28 because I ran out of natural options around 25, but it needed to be an even number that fed into a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
So he's keeping the new 12-team playoff model. I love his model, But my prediction is it's not going to be the 64-team Chip Kelly model. We're going to end up with the probably 36 to 40-team AFC-NFC model, but that'll be the Big Ten SEC. So I think those conferences will still survive.
That's where maybe. But, I mean, he may be right about that, that you even pare it down further. So the whole conference thing, it's more of a division with divisions in it than a, well, these are the three conferences mm-hmm. that survive kind of thing, or two conferences or whatever.
And you know what would drive that is these big schools, and I do agree that could very well happen. What would drive that is these big schools like Alabama and Michigan saying, okay, yeah, this new setup of these two power conferences is great, but we ain't carrying Vanderbilt and Rutgers.
Right. Those are the schools that are going to get – and then you're going to have teams like on the border that – what are they? What's Kentucky? What's Illinois? Are they not party?
They're not in the 4 million club. Nobody – they don't get
Tennessee?
Big numbers. Tennessee, yeah, he did not have Tennessee.
See what I mean? I mean, there's teams that are right there that, you know, draw 100,000, and I would think – still get a lot of eyeballs in the state of Tennessee. You're leaving out an entire state there.
That's why I think that his model could be expanded a little bit, and that's why I've always felt it would be around a 36 to 40 team, whatever it looks like, however it's formatted. I think it'll be 36 to 40 teams, which would then include Tennessee and a couple of these others that feel like they should be included.
Well, then I think you would have those other schools. How far would they go if you're at Alabama or Michigan? Would Michigan politic for Illinois? Would Alabama mm-hmm. politic for Tennessee?
Man, these days.
It seems like it's every school for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A couple of schools are paired here and there. Feels like Stanford and Cal are paired in a way, but they're also prepared to go solo if it means their survival.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about this, and this is why I do believe we're headed this way, because the traditional conference thing at that level is going to be outdated, and one of the reasons that they're already having problems with it are all the other sports outside of football. And you've got legendary basketball coaches like Jim Boeheim this week who said, I can't believe these people. A few years ago, somebody said, let's get the university presidents more involved, and this is where we are. It's all about money. We all know that. But they used to make $10 million, then $20 million, then $30 million every time they spent it all. Now it's $50 million, then $100 million. It doesn't matter. We keep moving the line, and they keep spending anyway. Where does it stop? It makes no sense for intelligent people to be doing this. The logistics for football aren't so bad, but basketball?
Terrible.
The other sports?
Awful.
What are they doing about the conference tournament? They haven't solved any of the problems of college athletics. If anything, they just keep making them worse.
Well, I agree with all of that.
He's right about every bit of that.
Yeah.
Clemson basketball coach Brad Brownwell said, we've all heard what may happen, the AFC-NFC model, that there aren't going to be conferences, and football can almost schedule as independents. But the other sports need to be more tied to conferences. I think that would still be a good thing for basketball, for example. The leagues are just not as intimate as they were. It doesn't feel quite as regional and close-knit. And while I don't think football needs that to survive, the other sports do.
Yes.
They need that regional, close-knit feel to survive because the other sports, maybe outside a little bit of basketball, aren't driven by TV and money and these huge deals.
And if you don't have conferences, then I don't know how you do scheduling. Then you have to have some sort of league-wide, you know, like the NFL puts together their schedule. You can't leave that up to the individual schools. I know someone really well that used to schedule, and if you don't have the conference built in of your 7 or 8 games, that would be impossible.
You know what would happen? It would be almost like a rebooting. If all conferences went away, let's say, and all sports were scheduling as independents. Well, let's take SMU, for example. What would they do? They would first pick up the phone and call TCU and North Texas and say, you want to play basketball?
Yeah.
Call UTA. And you would end up probably getting more regional games than you do now.
Maybe you would. And if that's the outcome, then that's not such a bad thing.
And then you know what would happen? then those schools would eventually form their own conference.
Hey, can we just do a conference? Oh, man. Gives you an ice cream headache. All right, it's 9:10 on the ticket. Up next, we got Gordo's Corner.
In Gordo's Corner, we have some very special things to look at next.
His legacy is undisputed, and now he's in the hall.
One guy in this class that we have the utmost respect for, and that's Coach Pop.
We love you, Dirk.
I will never forget you. You wrote me a handwritten note when we won the championship, and what you and your organization did at my last game, I'll forever be grateful. Thank you, my friend.
Dirk has been enshrined in our hearts for years. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, P1s, as summer winds down, why don't you get off that pool raft and head down to Trajan Wealth today? If a diversified portfolio focused on growth, capital preservation, and low-cost investment options that sounds good to you, let Trajan Wealth's fiduciary advisors help you craft an income plan to meet your goals. If you're interested in wealth management that's designed to protect, maintain, and expand your financial portfolio, Trajan Wealth understands the importance of tactical investments and tailored insights for growth in line with your risk tolerance. Call Trajan Wealth today to learn more about these strategies. 469-579-3500. Call today to schedule a complimentary consultation. Trajan Wealth, your local trusted financial fiduciary. They've got locations at Frisco, Arlington, and Southlake. Again, that number 469-579-3500, or visit them online at trajanwealth.com, TRAJANwealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
Would you rather take the cactus bump from the apron to the floor or give Ric Flair your debit card pin?
Number one, I don't have a debit card. But if you think I'd give him my American Express.
Yeah, there you go. Same thing.
You know, I've been poor most of my adult life up until about the age of 25. I cannot be poor again.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.
It's Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
At Pennzoil, we have one job. Pioneering a motor oil so advanced, you don't have to think about your motor oil. Instead, you can think about how your engine sounds, how your stomach feels as the RPMs build, how your wheels hug the curves, and how, with the Pennzoil Platinum up to 15-year, 500,000-mile protection guarantee, your adventures will be many. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Enrollment required. Keep your receipts. Other conditions apply. See Pennzoil.com/warranty for full details.
It's Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
If people are bringing a lot of hours to their work, there can often be a multitude of reasons for that. One might be that you over-identify with your work, which is internal, right? One might be that your bosses have heavy expectations of you, and that's external. Another one, which is also external, might simply be that you need the money. Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
At Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal. And one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must log rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337-ROCKET for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing letter licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you're looking for affordable term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Brown Ambition with Mandy Woodruff and Tiffany the Budgetista Alish. Every Wednesday, learn how you can unapologetically build wealth by saving, investing, and making smarter career choices. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Theories of a Third Kind. Explore the unknown with us, from conspiracy theories, aliens and UFOs, to the supernatural, paranormal, and occult, dedicated to seeking the truth and waking the masses. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Ryder works on top of the world, but his roofing business has hit new lows. Because when people search for roofer near me, Ryder's Roofing doesn't appear on the map, which means Ryder's Roofing is not on the map.
Cumulus Boost can help by managing Ryder's online listings, reviews, and dozens of other ways search engines determine which businesses get on the map. Cumulus Boost helps make sure Ryder gets the click. Visit cumulusboost.com to get on the map today. CumulusBoost.com. Cumulus Boost. Get on the map.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Stacking Benjamins with host Joe Salcy, High End OG. With the purpose of making financial literacy fun for all, Joe and OG talk with experts about personal finance, saving, investing, and important money trends. Enjoy wherever you listen.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Just 2 days till the Cowboys' second-to-last preseason game in Seattle. All-Pro Zach Martin back on the field following his contract holdout.
3 weeks doesn't seem that long, but when you're sitting in Dallas in 110-degree heat every day, seeing your guys out there having fun at training camp, it seems a little bit longer than it is.
A prosecutor in the Dominican Republic said an investigation into revelations that Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco may have had a relationship with a minor is being handled by a division specializing in minors and gender violence called the National Agency for Boys, Girls, Adolescents, and Family and Gender Violence Unit. The prosecutor said the inquiry is in its early stages and will be chaired by a specialist in child abuse cases. And TCU is pausing its football rivalry series with SMU following the 2025 season. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm DJ Ringenberg on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Don't be late. The Hardline Helpline opens up every day at 3:30 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
What makes a Hall of Fame football coach? We'll get to that at 9:35. We're out at Heritage Auctions World Headquarters this morning, and it's time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Sales.
All right, before we get to something that Robert Wolanski has brought up here that Heritage is auctioning off that I think is going to be of particular interest to you, Junior, I did want to have Chris tell us about this Babe Ruth autograph picture. It's a beautiful picture of Babe Ruth, and it's him kind of looking off towards the horizon, and it's framed very nice, matted and framed. And it's inscribed by Babe Ruth to someone, and there's a fascinating backstory behind this. What is this, Chris?
So this is actually, it's a portrait of Ruth from the filming of the 1942 Lou Gehrig biopic, the Pride of the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as you mentioned, typically it's a nice signed photo of Ruth. It would typically sell for $10,000 to $12,000, somewhere in that range. This one we have estimated at $30,000 plus, because it is pretty unique and pretty special. So this picture was taken in 1942. Babe Ruth passed away 6 years later in 1948. And in 1988, his adopted daughter, Dorothy Ruth, published a book called My Dad, the Babe. And in that book, she made a revelation that no one knew up until that point, that Dorothy Ruth, his adopted daughter, was actually his biological daughter. She was the product of an affair that Ruth had in 1920, and with a woman named Juanita Jennings. And no one knew this. Neither of Ruth's two wives, Helen Ruth or his later wife, Claire Ruth, knew that Dorothy was Babe's biological daughter. But once, when Dorothy was born, he convinced Helen, his wife, that they should adopt this daughter that needed a home, which was Dorothy Ruth. So, very interesting that his adopted daughter was actually his biological daughter, and neither of his wives knew that while they were alive.
Whoa. And so, who was Dorothy's biological mother?
It was Juanita Jennings, who later married a gentleman that was a friend of Babe Ruth's named Charles Elias. And so, when Babe writes to my good friends,
and then what is the inscription on this photograph?
To my good friends, Charles and Juanita Elias, sincerely Babe Ruth. He's actually signing that to truly his good friend, but Juanita Elias is the mother of his adopted daughter.
Thanks. I didn't want to marry her, but I had a kid with her.
Yeah. And he didn't mention that in the inscription. Hey, thanks for that fetus that grew up into my adopted daughter.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, I don't know how Babe Ruth would have put it.
I doubt he would have put it like that.
So he's signing it to his mistress, who not only bore him a child, but also got married to one of his good friends.
Right. Right, which, you know, it's amazing because, you know, today in today's society, there's no difference, private life, public life. If you're a celebrity, everything's kind of out there. There's no secrets. But back then, I mean, there was a definite firewall between personal life and what was known to the public. And this is just an example of it, that this is something that happened and was kept a secret for many decades.
TMZ wasn't around the 27 Yankees.
Exactly.
Isn't it amazing how much time they took to sign something? Like, it's such nice penmanship. And today it would just be a scribble.
Got good penmanship, you see?
Yeah, now scram.
Yeah, now get out of here.
Yeah, so, okay, that's a fascinating item, and that's, of course, going to be going for more than just a regular Babe Ruth autograph because of the backstory. All right, now, Robert, you've brought something here that's coming up for auction that Craig is going to be particularly interested in.
We always show you stuff that's coming up.
Okay.
This is actually something that's already sold.
Oh, it has?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was very, very proud to have been involved in this. Let me hand you a boot each.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pair of boots. They look very worn.
It'll be very obvious once you look inside the boot whose they were.
Wow.
From the set of MASH.
Hawkeye Pierce? Mm-hmm.
Those are Alan Alda's boots that he wore during the entirety of the 11 seasons of MASH.
Wow.
Some of these riders. Dang.
And these are the dog tags that he wore.
Wow.
How many times have you seen those on screen?
Do they say Benjamin Franklin Pierce?
They do not. They belonged, as the boots did, to real soldiers.
Huh.
Hersey Davenport and Morris Levine, who I actually did some research on after Alan sent these boots. He had no idea who they belonged to other than the names. So we found out a little bit about their backstory.
Wow.
Awesome. We've had him on the show, Robert.
I know. We had him on Intentional Grounding.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We filmed in a couple of weeks ago.
Isn't he like 90 now?
He's 87.
Dang.
Still pretty sharp.
He does a podcast, Clear and Vivid. It's fantastic. But he'd been sitting on these for years. They were sitting in his closet. I saw him on CBS Saturday morning talking about how he'd like to auction them off one day to benefit his Center for Communicating Science at Stony Brook University. And I emailed him and said, we're happy to do it. And a few months later, he said, okay, let's do it.
How cool.
So I didn't realize he wasn't wearing prop dog tags during the show that had his character's name on them.
He said that it actually made a significant difference, that if they had said Hawkeye Pierce, they would have just been meaningless props. But because they had real soldiers' names on them, that he felt like he owed something to them, that there was a real backstory, that they weighed a little heavier on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense.
We love that show. Gordo always thought it was overrated, but we love that show.
I mean, yeah, but I do think it's at least interesting that you guys have props from one of the most overrated TV shows ever.
I think the first 3 years of MASH were such brilliant television. The original characters of McLean Stevenson, Henry Blake, and Larry Linville, Frank, who made the show, and Wayne Rogers and Trapper.
Before it really fell off in season four.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
It became a different show.
Yeah.
It stopped being a broader comedy and became, because at that point, Alan Alda started to write and direct episodes, and it became a bit more serious in tone.
Yes.
And you didn't like the serious stuff.
I did not.
Yeah.
No. I liked the comedy because the comedy was brilliant in those first 3 years. The characters were brilliant.
Well, but the movie, though, was kind of serious, wasn't it?
No, the movie
wasn't as funny, was it?
The movie's very funny.
Okay.
I've seen the movie way too many times. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite movies, the Robert Altman adaptation of the 1968 book by Richard Hooker, MASH, A Tale of Three Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on a book. The series was based on the movie.
And how much did these items go for? Did they sell as a lot, the dog tags and the boots?
So we sold them together. A guy came in from New Jersey to bid on the boots. He flew in all the way from Jersey. MASH is his favorite show. And he and another guy wound up fighting over the boots. The bidding got up to $100,000. They sold for $125,000.
Oh, wow.
I would say that's
my
a
gosh.
Lot.
Good Lord.
Well, Alda had tried to sell them in 2007 and could not. They didn't sell it. It was an auction for a friend of his. I think the reserve was $15,000, $20,000, at which point he thought, well, I'll just have to sit on them forever. And when we said, no, we'll sell them for you, and we got $125,000, which all goes to the Stony Brook University.
That's incredible. Man. And I remember another MASH item that you guys had when we were touring this. We were looking at the David Letterman set and the Cheers set and so on. At that time, you guys were, I believe, restoring the MASH city sign.
We had the sign.
Yeah, the
that
sign.
That was part of the James Commissar collection. That was the Cheers bar, the All in the Family set, mm-hmm. the Tonight Show set, the Letterman stuff. Yeah, the cheer, there were two directional signs that survived. There were three that were made. One was destroyed in a fire, one in the Smithsonian, one we auctioned.
Dang.
Whoa. For the same price as the boots.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you remember that, George? It was the sign that was pointing towards, what were the cities named on it?
Oh, it was all different. It's just Chicago.
Yeah. San Francisco. Yeah. That was really cool.
But it was really interesting because these were sitting in Alan Alda's closet. It's the only two things that he kept from MASH.
Huh. Were those two things?
Mm-hmm. That's all he has. Everything else is either in the Smithsonian or now it's going to a collector for whom MASH was his favorite show. He watches it every night, the guy who bought them.
Wow.
And the stuff that we saw last time we were out here from those famous TV shows, Cheers, and, of course, Carson and Letterman stuff that you guys had out there, did any of that stuff not sell and is going to
most of it sold.
Uh-huh.
No, most of all that stuff sold.
How much did the Cheers set sell for?
$625,000.
Jeez.
Whoa.
But all the Cheers stuff sold, like the stuff that was on the wall, everything sold to the same guy, the same buyer.
Mm-hmm.
The intention, I believe, is that they're going to open up a bar and use that as the bar.
Huh. The Cheers bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool.
And then what about my Letterman desk? That sell the entire set?
It's not your Letterman desk.
It did sell. I believe it's still here. If you'd like to see it after the show, I'll walk you back there. Because I want to show you, if you have a few minutes, I'll actually show you the Friendship 7 capsule that's sitting back in the back as well.
From?
Space.
Oh, the actual one. Here, I'm thinking about what movie did they do that covered what happened on the Friendship 7? I can only think in movies and TV shows. Yeah, so what did the Letterman thing go for?
$150,000, something like that.
What do you
too
do?
Rich for
but
me.
See, the problem is, right, with that Letterman set, it's dozens of big buildings.
Yeah, where do you
put
it? I
know, see, because he sold it all together. The owner of it right. sold it all together as one lot. And I was mainly interested in the desk because I couldn't do anything with that cityscape that went back behind it. But so, and you know what I hate is that the Carson desk, when it sold, when we saw that many, many years ago,
just
I swear that thing only sold for like, I don't know, oh, I say only, but it wasn't like 15, 20 grand or
so that doesn't
something.
Surprise me because it's only in the last few years that Hollywood collectibles have become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's probably the last... I know the last 30 years is really when it started. There was the MGM sale, in fact, in the 70s, where you could buy most of the stuff from The Wizard of Oz for a few thousand dollars. And now that stuff sells for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So it's only in the last 30 years, because got to remember, most of these Hollywood props were meant to be thrown out. They weren't meant to last very long. Costumes were reused over and over again. They were stored in... There was a place that actually kept costumes, and you would... There's the Citizen Kane jacket one day is worn in another movie the next day.
Yeah, you just rent it out. It's like a regular costume shop.
It was a Hollywood rental costume shop, correct.
Which is insane to me. And, yeah, it sounds crazy to think, you know, someone spending $20,000, let's say, on Johnny Carson's desk. But yet these things are now being seen by investors as this is a great way to diversify someone's 401k, your retirement savings. If you had invested that $15,000 in, if you can invest it in the S&P 500, you could also invest it in Johnny Carson's desk, and then all of a sudden that desk appreciates more than the S&P 500 does.
But then again, I know these guys who collect this stuff who just have it in their
Those are the rich people who just collected just to look at it.
There's a guy named Steve Stodgill. He's a lawyer. He's Cuban's lawyer. He's, I think, Tom Hicks's lawyer at one point. In fact, I think he represented him in the Liverpool fight. So he's got Doc Hollywood's jacket in his study. And there are all kinds of things like that around his house. Amelia Earhart, Helen Keller stuff. It's just a historical cavalcade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extraordinary to be around that kind of stuff. I mean, I told somebody the other day working here, is like, the reason I came here 3 years ago, it's like working in a museum where you can touch this stuff.
Yeah.
You can hold Alan Alda's boots, mm-hmm. come to work every day. It's extraordinary to walk in the building, and there's a wall full of Warhols.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and P1s today can sit here and look at
today, tomorrow,
yeah, Warhols, stuff, and they're sitting right out here in the big gallery.
This stuff is all up for the next couple of days. I didn't get to see this in the morning news very often. We didn't hang a lot of Lichtensteins and Keith Harrings in here with the morning news. But so here I get to see them.
Galloway didn't demand that it would be...
Kalashaw tried. Nobody could understand him. He was always coughing.
And at one point, we need to do the ticket sale, all the ticket memorabilia, the famous emergency break of the week that's an actual trophy that sits
sat
in the ticket studios.
Hey, that reminds me.
What?
I have about 100 ticket shirts here.
Really?
They belong to somebody who used to work at the ticket who would like for us, who wanted us to sell them. And I probably need you guys to sign them so we can auction them for like
t-shirts?
The North Texas Food Bank.
Yeah.
Golf shirts?
Every ticket t-shirt I think that's ever existed.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
We should do that sometime. That'd be
Mike
great.
Provenzale went to this former host's house and came back with a car full of shirts.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Hey, all right, we don't need any audio clues. All right, do we have anything else? Or I think we're running up against it, aren't we?
You're up against it, my friend.
Yeah, okay. All
but
right.
Just remember.
Thank you, Robert.
HA.com.
This stuff's all up for the next couple of days. And mm-hmm. most importantly, intentional grounding returns September 6th.
Okay.
Yay. That's the whole reason he wanted to do this.
That's all reason Chris grounding. Brought you here today.
Yep, that's right. Just so you can promote intentional
there you
grounding.
Go.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Robert. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Gordo. That's the corner, 9:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, what makes a Hall of Fame football coach?
The Ticket and the Credit Union of Texas presents the Tom Landry Classic, Saturday, August 26th at Allen's Eagle Stadium. Allen takes on defending champ DeSoto, and top five-ranked Lovejoy battles College Station. Bring the entire family out to see some of the best high school football in the country. The Tom Landry Classic. Willow Bend Mortgage, Advocare, Children's Healthcare Andrews Institute, Whataburger, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, are you tired of when the power goes out, you have to wait around for the power company to turn it back on? It can be hours at a time. Why not check into getting a Generac automatic standby generator for your home? It kicks on the moment that your home loses power from the power company. And the Texas grid is overwhelmed and stressed. We've had lots of growth in Texas, and the power grid cannot keep up. Get that extra peace of mind, 24-hour monitoring. Get a free estimate from Generator Supercenter. Generator Supercenter, 972-779. 6297 or visit their website generatorsupercenter.com.
It's Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
At Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal. And one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must log rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337-ROCKET for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
SweetDeals.com lets you spend less and have more. Save at least 50% on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. Plus, amazing vacation packages. Live large and save money while doing it. Go to SweetDeals.com today and start saving.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Theories of a Third Kind. Explore the unknown with us, from conspiracy theories, aliens and UFOs, to the supernatural, paranormal, and occult, dedicated to seeking the truth and waking the masses. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Talkville. Join co-stars Tom Welling, Clark Kent, and Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, as they revisit Smallville, the iconic TV series that changed the way you look at Superman, one of America's favorite superheroes. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
If you're looking for affordable term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Stacking Benjamins with host Joe Salci, High NOG. With the purpose of making financial literacy fun for all, Joe and OG talk with experts about personal finance, saving, investing, and important money trends. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Sam knows when people want some pizza, they search for pizza near me. Sam also knows if Sam's Pizza doesn't prominently appear when that map returns with pizza shops, well, then Sam's Pizza is not on the map.
Cumulus Boost can help by consistently managing Sam's online listings, managing reviews, and dozens of other things the search engine uses to put businesses on the map. Cumulus Boost helps make sure Sam gets the click. Cumulus Boost. Get on the map. CUMULUSBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Something You Should Know, where host Mike Carruthers uncovers and shares short, engaging pieces of fascinating information and advice you can use to make your life better right now. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Podcast Network presents the Jim Rome Podcast, calling all clones. Jim has new content for you each week, including fresh interviews with the biggest names in sports. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents The Sean Ryan Show. Tune in as Sean Ryan, a former U.S. Navy SEAL and CIA contractor, gets real with his guests, talking about their stories in a respectful and candid way. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cumulus Media is looking for multimedia sales professionals to join the explosive audio industry. We offer competitive compensation, a supportive work environment, and ample opportunities for growth. Unleash your sales prowess. Go to CumulusSales.com and apply today.
Ticket presents the 5th annual Mullen & Mullen Law Firm Donovan's DFW Domino's Classic. Support at LastBoarding.com and buy a raffle ticket to win a 2023 Chevy Equinox SUV. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Go to theticket.com contest page and register for your chance to win tickets to the high school reunion tour featuring Snoop Dogg with special guests Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, Warren G, and more, August 20th, Dos Equis Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So yesterday, the Pro Football Hall of Fame's Coach Contributor Committee finished up a four-hour meeting. And they had a bunch of candidates for the coach contributor spot to be considered next year for inclusion in the Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. And on that list were names like Tom Coughlin, Mike Holmgren, Robert Kraft, Dan Reeves, Art Rooney Jr., Marty Schottenheimer, Mike Shanahan. Yet emerging from that meeting, the one name that will now go through to next season and will very likely be a part of the 2024 class, the person who emerges from this coach contributor committee meeting every year is almost rubber stamped in, is none of those names. It will be Buddy Parker, two-time NFL championship winning coach with the Lions.
Like in the 50s?
Yeah, way back in the day. 52 and 53 are the two championship game back-to-back victories. So certainly a legendary coach in his own right.
Yeah.
But many people thought this would be the year for one of those other names, Mike Shanahan, to start with. And in Peter King's column, he talked to a buddy of his who I believe was in the room voting. And he said that his vote would have been for Mike Shanahan because he changed the game with his zone blocking scheme and expanded on the West Coast offense that Bill Walsh built in a way that other coaches didn't. And his disciples, starting with his son Kyle, have taken his offense and expanded it. And Peter thought that Shanahan and Coughlin were the two that should get the most consideration. He says, I think Shanahan's two Super Bowls and far-reaching legacy, and Coughlin with two Super Bowl wins over the Dynasty Patriots and building an expansion team into a playoff team in Jacksonville, should be the two names that have the edge on the list.
Yeah.
But instead, Buddy Parker came through. So now Shanahan and Coughlin and Holmgren and Kraft will go back into the hopper and be discussed next year. But it does make you wonder how Shanahan is not in the hall yet, how Coughlin is not in the hall yet, when Jimmy Johnson is, and I think we both think Jimmy should be in. But I'm not sure Jimmy should have gotten in ahead of Shanahan or Coughlin when you look at the resumes.
No, and
they all won two Super Bowls.
Yeah. You know, I think this ties in with the discussion I didn't get to be a part of, but I heard some of it last Friday when I was out, about Mike McCarthy and why he is ranked, was it 26th this year, ranked as a coach, where Sean Payton's way up there. Man, a lot of it is on self-promotion.
Yes.
And current day terms, Sean Payton is certainly a promoter. McCarthy is not. And when do you ever hear from Shanahan?
Never.
And
or Coughlin.
Yeah, I just don't think they're big really promoters, you know, of their careers.
Let's compare all of those guys' careers. Mike Shanahan, 20 years coaching the NFL, 552 winning percentage, two Super Bowl titles. Tom Coughlin, 20 years, 531 winning percentage, two Super Bowl titles, and took an expansion team to a conference championship. Mike Holmgren, 17 years, 592 winning percentage, one Super Bowl title. Jimmy Johnson, just 9 years, 556 winning percentage, two Super Bowl titles. So Jimmy's numbers are right up there with those other guys. Did it in a much shorter time, where the Hall of Fame usually takes longevity into the mix.
Yeah. No, I think they – now, I have no problem with them going and maybe, righting a wrong of the Lions coach from – now 70 years ago,
right?
He probably should have been in before with those two titles, but yeah, I wonder if that's always going to be a struggle for guys like Shanahan and Coughlin, and it may turn out that years go by there and they get forgot.
And also passed over yesterday, Robert Kraft. He's got 6 Super Bowl titles as an owner. Jerry got in with 3. Now, Jerry did a lot of other things, too. Jerry was an innovator in a way that Kraft wasn't, in terms of marketing and helping further the league's brand and image.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't have a problem with Jerry being in, just like I don't have a problem with Jimmy being in. They should be in, but so should Kraft.
Yeah, I think he should. And what was the other coach I was thinking about that – oh, you mentioned Dan Reeves.
Yeah.
Why not? And is he being punished because he didn't win those Super Bowls?
I'm sure that's the number one reason that people bring up in that room.
I think we got to get past that at some point.
And what he did, as you talk about record,
mm-hmm.
and got different teams to the Super Bowl.
I would argue that maybe we are getting past that because wasn't Don Coryell in this last class?
Yes, yes.
And he never won a title?
No.
Super Bowl title.
Right. And again, overall record contribution to the game, modern football would not exist without Don Coryell
mm-hmm.
and the way we play it now. Yeah, but I worry about I won't lose sleep over it, but I mean, for Coughlin and Shanahan, I think that is going to be a problem for them.
It's the never-ending discussion when you talk about a Hall of Fame. Where do you draw the line? Because almost in every hall, maybe not the basketball hall since they include everybody,
yeah.
but in the other ones, there are so many people with a strong case that they should be in, but each hall wants to remain exclusive, and so they try to draw the line somewhere. But when you do that, it does end up leaving some pretty worthy candidates out.
How much value do you assign to what they did as an assistant coach? Because I think that applies to Dan Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it applies to Tom Coughlin,
mm-hmm.
who was a great assistant coach for a long time before he finally got his shot in Jacksonville.
That should be taken into the into the equation as well.
I think so. All right, interesting. 9:47 on the ticket. We'll finish up out here at Heritage Auctions and hand it off to Donovan and Matt next.
The Ticket has given you hot Cowboys opinions on the good, the bad, and the ugly from preseason.
But I saw a few things that I thought were interesting in the, now I'm calling the plays, this is the Mike McCarthy offense.
The good.
That was an awesome start for Deuce on Saturday.
I hate to do this to a guy like Deuce, but there were a couple of those moves that reminded me of Barry Sanders.
Yes, he faked out three guys in the span of about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
We're practicing like we're already playing in week one. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
A number one air proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys has a great deal running this month. And perfect timing, high today 108, tomorrow 109. If your AC system is on its last legs, call A number one air. Take advantage of the Super Summer Savings Special. You buy a new heating and AC system this month. They'll give you up to $3,000 off and payments as low as $79 a month.
A number one air, they've been in the Metroplex now for more than 30 years. They back all their work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They don't charge overtime even on weekends and holidays. And so when it comes to heating, air, plumbing, electrical needs, think A number one air. Ask about the Super Summer Savings Special, a proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Call them at 800-NEW-COOL. That's 800-NEW-COOL, or go online at anumberoneair.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Brown Ambition with Mandy Woodruff and Tiffany the Budgetista Alish. Every Wednesday, learn how you can unapologetically build wealth by saving, investing, and making smarter career choices. Enjoy wherever you listen.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
At Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal, and one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must log rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337-ROCKET for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
The Gen Zers, you know they love to, like, be Gen Z, are calling Margot Robbie mid. On what planet is Margot Robbie a mid? Who's judging this? Like, are women judging it? The four people?
The forward haircuts?
Yeah.
Don't bring my people into this. The people with the foreheads, babe.
We all agree that she's a 10?
Yes.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents What Women Binge with actress Melissa Joan Hart and co-host Amanda Lee. Each episode is a casual conversation with guests chatting about everything from guilty pleasures to pet peeves. Enjoy wherever you listen.
If you're looking for affordable term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
If you don't dominate in the running game, you won't win this football game.
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
He was always kind of one step ahead of everybody.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
He's been such a part of the fabric of this team, so closely associated with the city, with championship-level football.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
At Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal. And one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must log rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337 Rocket for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
SweetDeals.com lets you spend less and have more. Save at least 50% on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. Plus, amazing vacation packages. Live large and save money while doing it. Go to SweetDeals.com today and start saving.
Sam knows when people want some pizza, they search for pizza near me. Sam also knows if Sam's Pizza doesn't prominently appear when that map returns with pizza shops, well, then Sam's Pizza is not on the map.
Cumulus Boost can help by consistently managing Sam's online listings, managing reviews, and dozens of other things a search engine uses to put businesses on the map. Cumulus Boost helps make sure Sam gets the click. Cumulus Boost. Get on the map. CUMULUSBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents The Sean Ryan Show. Tune in as Sean Ryan, a former U.S. Navy SEAL and CIA contractor, gets real with his guests, talking about their stories in a respectful and candid way. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal. And one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must log rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337 Rocket for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Slowed down, held back, inhibited. What you get out depends on what you put in. Rejuvenate your engine's performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Because true performance knows no bounds. New and improved Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits to rejuvenate your engine's performance. Continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Something You Should Know, where host Mike Carruthers uncovers and share short, engaging pieces of fascinating information and advice you can use to make your life better right now.
Enjoy wherever you listen.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker, a service of Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Zeus Restoration. No more padded practice for the Cowboys at the Oxnard portion of training camp. Zach Martin has about 3.5 weeks to get game ready following his contract holdout. Terrence Steele said they're going to be fine.
It just comes down to reps, just getting all the reps we can, just trying to make it for lost time. So, but we'll get it back. We already had a natural connection, so it shouldn't be hard to do that.
Manager Bruce Bochy said All-Star Nathan Eovaldi was good after throwing a second bullpen session on Tuesday and will throw another one this weekend. Eovaldi last pitched July 18th in his only start since the All-Star break before being added to the injured list with a right forearm strain. Texas off today before hosting the Brewers this weekend. And Tampa receiver Russell Gage and Falcons guard Matt Hennessy are both done for the 2023 season after suffering training camp injuries. Also, Ravens Pro Bowl cornerback Marlon Humphrey is set to undergo foot surgery. Ticker, also a service of Applebee's. Celebrate summer at Applebee's with daily drink specials like $2.99 Crown and Down on Monday and Tuesday or Dollar Margaritas on Wednesdays. Applebee's, the best drink specials in town. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm DJ Ringenberg on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Get over the early afternoon slump with hot sports opinions and laughs with Sean Bass, David Mino, and their buddy Justin Montemayor. Every day from 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Thanks to the folks here at Heritage Auctions for having us out. Their world headquarters, 183 in Valley View. As our buddy Robert Wolanski said, it's basically like a museum. You can come by and see some incredible memorabilia from sports, movies and history. And the auction, the summer platinum night auction, continues through this weekend. All sorts of great stuff up for bid at ha.com. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll scatter shoot 7:35. We'll e-break, and maybe we will review this as Soda Weight Loss and Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco bring us our crosstalk with Donovan and Matt. These guys may not remember this, but we do. Tonight on CBS 11, you've seen on the preseason game and the Cowboy website has been promoting these documentaries they have, the Deep Blue documentaries, and tonight is Close to the Vest. This was from 1986 when the Cowboys were about to finish out their very frustrating season. That was the year they started 6-2, then Danny got hurt against the eventual world champion New York Giants. They only won one game the rest of the year because they didn't have Danny.
Right.
They started 6-2. I think with Herschel and Dorsett in the backfield, they would have gone to the Super Bowl that year. The Giants did. I guarantee you they would have beaten the Giants that day and gone on to win the Super Bowl.
That was
no
Danny's
doubt.
Year to win a ring.
That was Danny's year. But it fell apart without Danny. And then, in a really strange event, late in the season, they're playing the Rams in L.A., and there's a death threat against Tom Landry.
Oh, yeah.
And what I do remember that, I do remember that they took Landry to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Being the World War II vet that he is, he insisted, well, put a bulletproof vest on me, and I got to go out and coach my team.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a lost season. I mean, it was ridiculous. But do you remember this detail, speaking of Danny? Do you remember who took over while Landry was in the locker room?
Danny. He was the head coach.
Remember, because I think you and I were watching the game together, and we started jumping up and down and screaming because Danny was coaching
yes,
the team for,
I
like,
do remember that.
I don't know, like 5 or 6 plays or something.
What a football genius.
He was a genius. So ahead of his time. Such a general.
What other player could do that?
None. I can't think of one. I mean, they all act like it in preseason. They put on a headset and act like they're a head coach.
Dan Marino.
Maybe Dan Marino.
I don't think so, Dan. Only Danny White.
So that's tonight at 7 o'clock if you want to see some Cowboy history.
Interesting.
We note ourselves as Cowboy historians. And apparently that changed the way NFL handled security after that.
That next season, Danny got a lot of head coaching offers from the league.
Just for those like 5 or 6 plays that he ran. Everyone loved Danny so much. All right. Up next, we got Matt And Donovan, how are you guys doing?
Well, it seems like a lot of Cowboys seasons went to hell with Danny as the quarterback.
Yeah. Whoa, not really. Well, okay,
so
yeah, Donovan.
True.
Yeah,
so true.
You wouldn't take three straight NFC title games right now, would you?
Well,
no.
three straight NFL title game losses.
Maybe that'd be pretty good, huh?
Where's the
80% of your regular season games. That's no
defensive.
Good, huh?
Very defensive.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that all translated to him being a Super Bowl winning
quarterback. Wasn't his fault. Last time. Look, he put the Cowboys up against the 49ers.
Oh, okay. Well,
and he didn't play three quarters of the game against Washington because he got hurt.
What was the other? Oh, loss. What was the other championship game? Who did they play?
Loss.
Philly.
Okay. Oh, that was loss, right? Okay.
You would kill for that now. You're crying now. Oh, when are the Cowboys going to go back to an NFC title game? Well, Danny did it every year practically blindfolded.
Stop feeding
on
the chaos.
I am not.
What are you talking about?
Excuse me, he's blind.
Man, it's impressive. A blind QB.
He could have done it. Danny could have played with his eyes closed.
Maybe just one arm, and it wasn't even his throwing arm.
Right.
He could have done that, too.
He's incredible.
Not really.
He was the best.
Man.
So failed.
Where are those trophies?
And by the way, you wouldn't have had Super Bowl 13 if it wouldn't have been for Danny coming in for an injured Ryder Staubach against Atlanta in the Grits Blitz.
Cowboys Ring of Honor, right? Danny White?
Should be. Y'all talk about Romo getting in there.
He's not up there.
Be before Romo.
Guess they only let winners up there in the Ring of Honor, huh?
Well, Danny won a Super Bowl ring, punted him to a Super Bowl.
Not really, though.
Take that with you.
Yeah, he uses his foot. When he uses his foot, he's fine. When he uses his arm, it's disaster.
All right, so I'm driving right to the station, and we are fighting.
Awesome.
Oh, 10:30, fight between me and Donovan.
That'd be great. Who do you think wins?
Oh, Donovan would
Jubb.
Destroy me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jubb's got to win that one.
No.
Of course. Yeah. Jubb gets a hold of me. But you know what? All we have to do is show him a video of a gorilla riding a bicycle, and then I'm pretty much home free.
Have you seen it?
Man,
that's amazing. Then we find out it's not real.
I think my favorite part of today is Gordon asking the question, what is going on over there?
What the hell is going on?
This George Wheeze laugh because he sees
I saw two gorillas fighting. I thought that was amazing.
Monkey. That's awesome.
All right. How are you guys going to top two gorillas fighting? I don't need you to do all this.
Don't yell at the engineers like that.
I'm yelling at you.
We are going to talk a little fighting.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
Yeah, we will talk some fighting, but it's not between George and Donovan. It's between teammates.
Yeah.
That happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And then we do have a Mike McCarthy press conference, and we'll talk some football.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, he's supposed to be on time, but who knows?
Awesome. That'd be great.
Well, maybe someone will have the sack to ask him about Danny White and how spare he was.
What are you doing, Donovan?
You think he'll know him since he didn't win?
There's no way. Does Mike McCarthy
like
know
like,
Danny White?
Does he have one of these and pulls out his ring?
I guarantee it. Mike McCarthy knows who Danny White
is. He has a high level of respect for him.
Yep.